Well, good afternoon. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of all of my vinyl LPs from the 80s. A few 70s and 90s in there as well. Ranging from classic and acid rock, progressive rock, punk rock, new age, new wave, and more as I burn into digital. Playing them for you out here on Brad's Vinyl. And today I have, I have Flesh and Blood. That's right. The Roxy Music LP, their seventh studio LP, released in 1980, my college years. And missing Brian Eno, but still got Ferry, Brian Ferry, Andy Mackey, Phil Manzanera. So the trio there. A couple of really cool cover pieces they do on here, including The Midnight Hour, an old Wilson Pickett piece. 8 Miles High, an old Birds track. So we'll be enjoying those today on Brad's Vinyl from Roxy Music, Flesh and Blood. All right, we'll talk more about the LP at the intermission. Let's get into Side A right now here on Brad's Vinyl.
There's a change in me. Even now you're gone, you'll always be my only love, my only love, only love, my only love. Does it seem so funny for a fool to cry? There's a river flowing by the willow tree. When you need to know, remember me, my only love, my only love, only love, my only love.
Sexy, my only love, Brian Ferry, finishing up side A of the 8th studio LP by Roxy Music, Flesh and Blood. We started out with In the Midnight Hour, and yes, that's the cover piece. That is a cover piece recorded many years earlier by Wilson Pickett. And moving into Oh Yeah, and then Same Old Scene with a pumping disco beat. That's definitely a disco-isk or esque song. Dance music there, yes. As much of Roxy Music's recordings were danceable. Then their title track from this LP, Flesh and Blood, and that is very traditional Roxy Music sound, yes. Good bass, pumping bass there. Andy Mackey coming through on the bass. And finishing up with My Only Love, which also very, very good standard Roxy Music sound. Saxophone coming through there, nice sax, good sax by Andy Mackey. Did I say good sex or good sax? All right. I'm Brad of the Bone, you're listening to Brad's Vinyl, and we're listening to Roxy Music's 8th LP, Flesh and Blood. Roxy Music forming in 1971, the early years. Yeah, back in, 1970, 71. Brian Ferry had a job teaching ceramics at a girls' school, and he got fired for holding impromptu record listening sessions, and then he advertised for a keyboard player to work with him, and a bass player, Graham Simpson, that he actually knew from his college band. And the three of them got together, started playing. And actually, Brian Ferry also auditioned as lead singer for King Crimson at one time. And King Crimson was looking for a replacement, actually, for Greg Lake. But Fripp and Pete Sinfield decided that that's not quite the voice we're looking for King Crimson. I don't know. But Peter Sinfield did collaborate with Brian Ferry and help out a little bit. And of course, Brian Eno. All this incestual mixing of these bands. Andy Mackey had met Brian Eno back in university days. Brian Eno doing some guest work, actually. Actually, he was a member of the band for a while. This LP, Flesh and Blood, however, happened right after Brian Eno was no longer part of the band. Oh, what else do you want to know about Flesh and Blood? I don't suppose much else. It's really just the trio, the core trio. Brian Ferry on vocals and keyboards, piano, Andy Mackey saxophones, and Phil Manzanera on guitar and bass, with additional personnel filling in here and there. All right, I'm Brad of the Bone, you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And let's move on into side B of Roxy Music's Flesh and Blood.
Still, no fear. We shall be head it does me in. Turns me right around to my old friend. Wonder how you've changed. Are you still running wild like you do? When all your dreams come true, happy days you pretend that your love will never end. There's that
Running Wild. I am Brad to the Bone, running out of time here on Brad's Vinyl, which is the show you're listening to. And we started out the B-side of Roxy Music's Flesh and Blood with Over You. Then moving into the cover piece, 8 Miles High, yeah, by the Byrds. Rain, 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 No Strange Delight, and finishing up with Running Wild, yeah. 8 Miles High, I really like that one. I like their rendition of it. I think better than the Byrds version, actually. It's got some good pump and beat to it. Really unique ending with several repetitions in the vocals. 8 Miles High, with the Echo Machine, yeah. That's out of 1967, that song was originally written. Rain, 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 Strange Delight, that's a very mysterious sounding, typical Roxy Music sound. It sounds to me like it's about an obsession of some strange obsession with who knows what he did last night on his date or something. He has lyrics like Shaking Off the Night, There Goes Yourself with Your Strange Delight, and How Your Senses Ache, Shaking Off the Night. So who knows what went on last night in Strange Delight, No Strange Delight. Ferry and Manzanera writing that track. And I am Brad to the Bone. I don't have much else to say about the Roxy Music 8th LP. Hope you enjoyed listening today to Brad's Vinyl. We'll see you next time.